Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfumes, and I'm going to give you a little podcast about a certain genre of fragrances called Orientals. You've probably heard of florals and musks, but there is a type of fragrance called Orientals, and it's characterized by being filled with resins and spices. Some of the fragrances you can detect in them are clove or cinnamon, coriander, frankincense, myrrh, patchouli, and other deep bass-type notes. They originally started, I think, to mimic the beautiful perfumes that would come out of the Middle East, particularly in the very, very old days when crusaders and travelers would bring them back, to the delight of people in Western Europe. It was particularly delightful in Western Europe because when you're closed in a cold place for a long period of time, smelling good is terrific, and Orientals make you smell very good indeed. And the fragrance lasts a long time because just about every component of an average Oriental is a fixative. You can find Orientals, of course, that have top notes in them, but generally speaking, the glory of the Oriental is the fact that it sticks around for a very long time and does so in a beautiful way. A lot of the ingredients in the average Oriental are very, very expensive, and a lot of the ingredients are often natural ingredients. There really isn't much substitute for something like patchouli or oak moss or frankincense or myrrh. You have to use the real thing. And so that's why you find the price of Orientals very often being more than the price of something which is more tending toward the man-made materials. They're also very complex blends. I think that when I go to make an Oriental, I might walk in there thinking, I'm going to make this out of two or three components, and the next thing you know, you wake up and you've got loads of them in there, and it smells terrific, and you can't help yourself. So it is, in a way, a delightful addiction, but you do end up with a very complex blend, and that I sometimes think that if it's not complex, it's not an Oriental. Another thing about Orientals is no matter how many large fragrances you put in there, no matter how many powerful fragrances you use, you end up with a blend which is surprisingly individual. You might think that having powerful fragrances put together in one spot would have everything canceling everything else out and it would all end up smelling alike. It does exactly the opposite. I find that when I get together and try to put an Oriental fragrance together, it is as different as night and day to the one that came before it. And that's another one of those amazing and charming parts of a good Oriental fragrance, is how typey it is. You can, in some ways, I kind of think you can almost get it to conform to any kind of a profile you want. I know that sounds funny, but hey, I'd like to offer you an idea of how different they can be one from the other. I'll rattle off a few famous names of famous Orientals. Opium by Yves Saint Laurent, Youth Dew by Estée Lauder, KL by Lagerfeld, or Winter Delice by the House of Guerlain. They're all gorgeous, they're all glorious, and they will stick around for a long time, and they do conform to the things that I've just told you. Now, I also have made quite a few Orientals in my time as a perfumer. Some of the ones that you can find at Possets.com are Over the Rhine, Eve, Midnight Mass, Dangerous Oil, Betsy, or Lamp Black. And as a matter of fact, I've put together a little sample pack that you can buy. For the mere price of $10, you get six very nice Orientals, which conform to the classic definition that I've just given you of Orientals, and you can explore the world of Oriental perfumes for yourself. Just go to my website, www.possets.com, and take a look for the nav at the top of the website that says Sample Packs. Click on it, scroll down, and you'll see an Oriental sample pack just ready and waiting for you to explore. So I hope to see you on possets.com. Drop by the forum, say hello, and thanks for listening to this podcast. This is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfume.